This is our Earth at night, and it is one of the most striking examples of how we have affected our planet on a global scale. You can see light spidering out across the globe everywhere. Now, of course, there are broad expanses of ocean that are still dark, and in many underdeveloped areas, there's still darkness. But you'll notice that this is a pretty global effect. Now, we tend to think, when we think of places being lit up, of very extreme examples. So Times Square, the Vegas Strip. But really what that picture shows you is that it's not just these extreme examples. It's anywhere that uses outdoor lighting. This tends to be a really dramatic effect on the ground. To understand why, all you really have to do is think about the shape of a light bulb. So the light bulb, for all practical purposes, is more or less round. This is great for its original intended purpose of lighting up the indoors. You turn it on, light goes everywhere. An individual light bulb can light up your whole room, more or less. Now, that's great if you're lighting the indoors, but in its application in outdoor lighting, that traditional shape of the light bulb, this sort of globe that spreads light everywhere, is actually very inefficient. So when you're outdoors, mostly what you care about is lighting the ground beneath you and your immediate surroundings. All of that light that gets scattered kind of outwards and upwards doesn't actually help you light the area around you. What it does is it scatters up into the sky and becomes what we call light pollution. Now, even if you don't care anything about stargazing, this should worry you because it means that 60 to 70% of the energy we use to light the outdoors is wasted by blotting out the stars.